Amit Goswami, PhD. Why do we feel separate?
Why do I feel separate from you?
That's precisely the point. So I'm an object in your consciousness. You're identifying with your brain, which is also an object in your consciousness, but you're identifying with it. That's what tangled hierarchy does. Now it's making sense to you, I'm sure. That's what every one of us have that I-ness. This brain is special because this is the subject of my experience. And I'm looking at you. You are an object in my consciousness, in my awareness. You are separate from me. You are secondary also because I, the vehicle of this brain that I identify with, is seeing you as an object in my consciousness. So you are secondary to me. All this is the result of this tangled hierarchy and this conditioning of that identity.
So ultimately, if I am able to let go of the subject-object and just accept the concept that we are all one, then that would alleviate the separateness?
Yes, accept is the first step. But remember, it still has to come to you. That in separate notion has to come to you directly. The observer is the observed. This is a quotation from the mystic Jiddu Krishnamurti. Observer is the observed, but it's not just a conceptual reckoning of that. If you just conceptually reckon it, then it's good. It's a good starting point. But then meditate on it, and meditate on it, and then that subject-object split will disappear. And that's what we call in East Indian jargon is samadhi, or Zen Buddhist jargon is satori, or in Christian jargon an encounter with the Holy Spirit, because in the Holy Spirit there is no subject-object split.
So then you really have to make a distinction then between philosophy or knowledge or concept and experience.
Philosophy and knowledge or concept are all secondary to this experience of wisdom. In this wisdom, there is no separateness. The separateness shrinks to the recognition that observer is the observed. Whereas the split comes in the identification with part of the object spectrum, namely my brain. So when we recognize directly, by direct experience, that we are capable of bridging that separateness, then I know that there really isn't any separateness ultimately. I am one, for the sake of experience have become two or many, but it's only an illusory separateness. I am still one, because this separateness is just an imposition on my oneness, just as we make chalk marks on a blackboard. The board remains unity, however many chalk marks I have made. So consciousness remains that one always, except that many experiences, many manifest experiences are being created in this consciousness, which then become the source of our apparent separateness and confusion.
So the reason that I'm looking and seeking these answers, or why is this important to me, because it helps me stop feeling so separate and sad and alone, or does it tell me that, oh, I can finally create money in my hand, I don't have to worry about all working, or what does it kind of mean to me, all of this stuff that we just...
So step by step. The first thing that it, as soon as you hear this, you know, 70s are a good example when Fred Alan Wolf actually first coined this phrase, I create my own reality. So what did the New Agers do? Well, the New Agers, I'm just using this phrase New Ager, not pejoratively, please, but as a description of the people who were influenced by the physics that was getting done at that time. And the physics was very elementary. We were imposing some new phrases on a still predominantly materialistic belief system. The belief system was that everything is made of matter, and therefore material investigations and material pursuits are very important. So what did we do? We came on that, we superimposed on that this new dictum, quantum physics dictum. Dictum is correct. I create my own reality. And the first thing that people started creating are Cadillacs, right? There was a whole tradition that that got created in one spiritual tradition, comes to mind, I won't mention name, but they actually meditated that way, meditated to manifest material wealth. I'll manifest a Cadillac for myself. Very soon, however, it was recognized that Cadillac is a little bit hard. So some traditions, some very famous teaching traditions, which again I won't mention names, they started giving the idea that we can at least create parking spaces. Remember that? That's in the 70s. So we did that. But after a while, it became clear, thanks to Ludwig Buss in Australia, myself at Oregon, and Casey Blood at Rutgers, it became clear that the place from where we choose to create my own reality, that place of consciousness is a very special, non-ordinary state of being, where the subject-object split tend to disappear. The samadhi or satori that I was telling you about. And it is from this non-ordinary state that I choose. And therefore, the ordinary exaltation of the New Ager also disappeared until it was forced to face the reality that there is really no free lunch. We have to meditate and reach this non-ordinary state of consciousness before we become the creator of our own reality. That took a while, but now I think finally people are recognizing that there is no shortcut, but the cut is not that long either. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. We have been engaging in creativity for a very long time. We have created a great amount of art, music, even science, great amount of it. So there are many people who are experienced with creative process that eventually leads to this discontinuous leap towards this non-ordinary state of consciousness. As this is being clear, we are getting a new wave of a new generation of enthusiastic investigators who are ready to take this leap. And then it means a whole lot to me because I become different in the process. I become empowered in the process. I become a lover of creativity in the process. I become transformed in the process. I am capable of experiencing reality at a much more subtle level, in a much more loving level, if you will. And I become happier. I really begin to participate in the whole movement. David Bohm's word comes to mind, holo movement. I become a participant of the total movement of consciousness, not just my individual, very solipsistic movements that I'm familiar with. So my whole looking worldview, my whole looking of reality, my worldview becomes different, much more alive. Instead of playing in a small pond, or to use the baseball jargon, in playing in a sandlot ball game, we play in the bigger arena of the world itself. We become a citizen of the universe.
How about, this has been always been confusing to me, how does social consciousness or the play into all this? If I can create my own reality and I'm creating you, are you creating me, or how do we end up creating each other?
That's the whole point. So the social consciousness is basic of it, because the place from which I create, you and I become one. So I can look at your interest and you can look at my interest without any difficulty whatsoever, because this individual selfishness, they just disappear. It's just an illusion. It doesn't exist at that level. But actually, when you analyze this, then it's a little bit more subtle. Why? Because it is still this I that does identify, this individual that does identify, this I has to prepare the groundwork for that leap to that non-ordinary state that I sometimes call the quantum self. So this ego is important in that dance, in the sense that the ego has to prepare, and then when that leap occurs to the quantum self and we have the great insight, the ego has to manifest that insight. So ego comes in at both manifestation stage and the preparation stage. And because of that, it's a dance of the ego and the quantum self both. We cannot disregard the individuality completely. You know, this is where spiritual traditions sometimes make a mistake. They think that God is everything. You know, their word for quantum self is God. God is everything. There's no meaning to the individual. So they denigrate the individual movement. It is both the movement of the individual and the movement of the whole. It cannot be otherwise.